Praise be Jesus and Mary. On this 31st Sunday in Ordinary Time, in the Gospel passage from Matthew chapter 23, Jesus warned the crowds and his disciples to avoid falling into the error of the scribes and Pharisees, that is, giving bad example and being hypocritical. As Jesus stated very clearly, they preach, but they do not practice. All their works are performed to be seen. They love places of honor. These religious leaders in Jesus' time, the scribes and Pharisees, completely missed the point of religion, even revealed religion that Judaism was. For them, religion was not so much about adoring and serving and loving God as it was about their own advancement, self-interests, vain ambition. Hypocrisy and bad example among our religious leaders are a source of great scandal to all. And for us, we have a great need in our church, to offer a better example of fidelity, especially among the clergy, so as to build up the church and make her a more effective witness of the gospel to all the world. In today's gospel passage, Jesus made the following important distinction and instruction. The scribes and Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. To begin with, Jesus recognizes that the scribes and Pharisees did have authority to teach, especially in the synagogues, teaching the law of Moses. They sat on Moses' chair or seat, his cathedral, as it were, a cathedra. So they had authority to teach. But Jesus warned them, however, not to follow their misinterpretations and deviations from the law of Moses, as is evidenced in their lifestyles, living hypocritical lifestyles. So not to follow their bad example. God's words through the prophet Malachi that we heard in today's first reading could be applied to these scribes and Pharisees and to all religious leaders who are hypocritical. You have turned aside from the way and have caused many to falter by your instruction. As Jesus would say, they preach, but they do not practice. This is the definition of hypocrisy. Hypocrisy has always given a bad name to religion, to Judaism back then, and to Catholicism, including our own days, especially when that hypocrisy is apparent among the religious leaders, in our case, among the clergy, among the deacons, priests, and bishops. Ordinarily, a bad example among the clergy does much more harm to the church and to our mission of preaching the gospel to all souls than bad example given by the laity. Ordinarily, this is the case. And furthermore, bad example among the clergy has led to numerous Catholics leaving the church. And perhaps you've had experienced this or know of individuals who have left the church because of some priest, perhaps being unkind towards them or too strict or severe with them, like, for example, in the confessional. And this is unfortunately, the case. It has happened. It's a very sad reality in the church, these bad examples among the clergy. And this problem is exacerbated by the secular mass media today, which is only too eager to broadcast, such sins, the sins of the clergy, sometimes real sins, other times only apparent or maybe even falsely accused of certain sins, and thus to discredit the Catholic Church, discredit the clergy and more effectively discredit the Catholic Church at large. There is great need, therefore, to pray for the sanctification of the clergy, especially today, that we need holy deacons, priests, and bishops. You deserve this as the laity. You have a right to this in a certain sense, but you must do your part, you know, to realize this and pray for the clergy, you know, to make sacrifices for them, to encourage them, be patient and merciful towards them, and pray some more. You know, pray for your priests. As disheartening as hypocrisy and bad example among the clergy are, there's still the need for us to listen to them, respect them, and to put into practice the sound teachings that they do, in fact, teach. As Jesus said, "Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example." Obviously, we must listen to and observe authentic Catholic teaching, and not merely private opinions among the clergy, much less blatant doctrinal errors or heretical teachings. If we're not sure, if something sounds suspicious, we need only consult the Catechism of the Catholic Church, you know, just to find out for sure if such a teaching is truly Catholic or not. But sometimes the laity are only too quick to find excuses for their own hypocrisy, their own bad example, and their own sinful lifestyles, and even have pretexts for abandoning the church altogether. Try to find some excuse. You know, let's say a certain priest is, you know, he's such a bad example, such a hypocrite, therefore I'm leaving the church. You know, this has happened before, and it's unfortunate. So admittedly, undeniably, there will always be bad apples in the church militant here on earth, that is, even among the clergy. There will always be the Judases. You know, in the Apostolic College, among the 12 apostles, there was the one betrayer, and it's perpetuated throughout history. There have been priests who have betrayed the church, who have betrayed Christ, a great misfortune indeed. And as disheartening as that can be, it doesn't make any sense, nor does it justify our own personal decision to be bad at apples as well, you know, to abandon Christ or his church. There's never a justification for that. I remember Mother Angelica once on one of her episodes of Mother Angelica Live, you know, there was some occasion where she brought up that people don't want to enter the Catholic Church because it's full of hypocrites. And then she said, "Well, there's room for one more, you know. There's room for more hypocrites in the church." You know, there's a certain hypocrisy in all of us, you could say. Every time we sin, you know, we make that evident. There's a certain hypocrisy to a greater or lesser extent. You know, so it is true in a sense. You know, there's hypocrisy among all of us. And we need to be humble, admit our failings and our faults, our sins, and to try to avoid the errors of the scribes and Pharisees and pretend we're without fault, you know, when we are. And having noticed and confessed that fault, to try to correct that fault, to try to reform our lives and to give a better example to others. As we pray for the sanctification of the clergy, you as members of the Catholic laity are called to build up the church through your fidelity to your own vocation or state in life, and by constantly striving for personal holiness of life. Just as you need a faithful clergy, the clergy need faithful laity. It goes both ways. You know, we need you, as you need us, in the one church. Yes, the church, you know, in the church, the clergy will always have their unique role to fulfill. But the laity, you all, will also have your unique role to fulfill. And this is especially emphasized today in the church, you know, that emphasizes the indispensable role of the laity in the building up the church. You know, and the demands of her saving mission, of saving all souls, of reaching all souls, you know, many times this is possible only through you, the laity. So only you can reach certain souls for Christ and his church. So whether we're clergy or laity, may we all do our own part to build up the church, never giving any excuses, you know, poor though they might be, for others to reject the church, the gospel, or abandon the church. But rather, let us give every good reason for people to embrace the church and the gospel, to stay united with the church and be faithful, and to bring all souls to her, especially through our rejection of all hypocrisy, of double lives, as it were, and our own consistency in living a truly Christian life day by day, of striving to be holy, of becoming saints. Praise be Jesus and Mary.